See Corbett as a tackle or a guard?
Well, I see him as a good football player. He's very multifaceted. He can do a lot of things. There's no doubt he could probably play center for you. And I think one of the best things you want to do is add good football players to your team. And it's a great problem to have, a guy that can play a bunch of different positions.
Yeah, he went down to the Senior Bowl. He played left tackle at the school. He went down to the Senior Bowl, played right tackle, center, both guards. We just see him as a really tough guy. You know, the really cool thing about both these guys is they're tough, they're self-made guys in different ways. Corbett came in as a 230-pound walk-on, ended up starting for 4 years at Nevada. And Chubb was a Parade All-American, five-star recruit, and he overcame a serious knee injury. So we really feel like, in different ways, we added two big, tough guys to our football team.
Okay. Back up to you, being and a quarterback, finding family, and you still being on that game. Give us the whole nine yards on Baker Mayfield, what you saw through the process, and what is
yeah,
that?
For me, I had a unique perspective because, well, for both of us, scouting these quarterbacks while working for the Packers, you know, it became a lot more real when we took this job here. So Baker was a guy I had an opportunity to watch play live last year against Texas, and the thing you could really see with him was his presence on the field. Pre-game, he would walk by a group of Oklahoma players, and there was just that instant energy that everyone had. And then once the game starts, obviously he's got all the physical tools you look for. He's a little bit shorter than, you know, everyone's perfect idea of a quarterback, but we didn't feel like that necessarily contributed to any negative play.
I guess getting back to Corbett, you know, we look at these rankings that these people come out with, and who knows what's right. But what made you like him more than like Hernandez or that Connor Williams or some of these other guys that seem to have a higher rating from?
Well, I'll answer that. First of all, I don't know who those guys are who's ranking these guys, so it doesn't matter to me. I'm confident in my ability. I'm confident in John Dorsey's ability. I'm confident in Elliott's ability. And I'm confident in what we do as a group in this organization. And the only thing we're concerned about during the draft is getting the draft board right for the Cleveland Browns. And we felt as though these guys were the best players where we ranked them. And that's how we're going to roll with it. And the funniest thing about the draft is it's all about nothing, really, because we don't know how any of these guys are going to be for 2 or 3 years. And that's what's the most important thing. But the thing we have to find out, the most imperative thing is, are they football players? Are they real guys? Are they tough? And they want to play the type of football we want to play. And that's all that matters.
Can you give us your scouting reports on what made you guys use the selection on him?
Well, he's super productive. I think he's second all time in the SEC behind Herschel Walker. Rushing yards. He's big. He's got excellent feet for his size. He's got good burst. Powerful, breaks tackles, super balance. Alonzo's the running back expert, no. So he can add to that.
No, I've been a big fan of Chubb for a long time. I've and one thing about SEC running backs is when you play running back in SEC, you have to be able to create between the tackles with your feet. And you have to be able to play a physical style of football. And Nick Chubb exemplifies all of that in his running style. Not only is he a great football player, he's a tremendous person, tremendous individual, tremendous leader. And he exemplifies what we're trying to build here in Cleveland. We want real guys. We want guys that like football. We're going back to Baker Mayfield, and I had an opportunity to scout him at school as well. And I was joking with him. I said, you know what? You could have played with me back in Miami. You're my type of guy. And, you know, I've been around great quarterbacks my whole life. Played with Warren Moon, played with Troy Aikman, been around Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Warren Moon and Testaverde, Bernie Kosar. I was in a huddle with all those guys. Well, not in a huddle with Brett Favre and those guys, but the other guys before that. And there's something more than a big arm to be a quarterback. Because if it was just about a big arm, well, then everybody would be successful at the quarterback position. You know, we throw out all the traits, what it takes to be a quarterback, when someone doesn't measure up to somebody's standards. And I've always wondered, when it comes to being a good football player, whose standards are we judging them by? It's about playing the game. about being a good football player.
It's about wins.
And it's about wins. And I thought Baker made all those checks to me, and he had the it factor to me.
You go over Corbett's position. Is it something where you guys have an idea, or he comes in and you see where he fits best once he starts practicing?
Yeah, it's a little bit of that. We're going to work him at tackle and guard. That's up to the coaches, wherever they see fit. We have some good versatility along the line there with we signed Chris Hubbard, who played a bunch of positions for Pittsburgh. So we have some options there.
Yes.
There are obvious similarities in size between Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield, and kind of style of play. Is that just coincidence, or is there a relationship the organization was thinking once you got a veteran, did Baker become more attractive to use the transition?
No, not really. We felt like, we wanted to add a veteran quarterback and a rookie quarterback throughout this process, and we feel like we added the best available guys that we were able to at the time.
Do you agree the style of quarterbacking is similar?
To a certain extent. I mean, they're both very mobile. Tyrod is probably more of a runner, and they both have tremendous work ethic, tremendous leadership, so those things are definitely similar.
Just pause or just thoughts that, Bradley Chubb being available there at four when you guys opted for Denzel Ward. I know they had talked about Greg Williams wanting to solidify the backside, getting a corner and things like that, particularly with what you have up front. But obviously a lot of talk about Bradley Chubb and what he could have done possibly opposite, Myles Garrett. I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, in the draft every year, there's decisions you have to make, and you can't pick them all. We admired both those players, and in the end, we felt like we did. We picked the guy that we really wanted.
Alonzo, when you guys were looking to fill out the running back position in the draft, was it open as to what style you were looking for, or he looks like a younger Carlos Hyde? Yeah.
Well, I've watched AFC North for a long time, and I do know one thing: it's big, physical between the tackles, running style of football. You look at the backs who have come out of the AFC, they've all been big. Ray Rice was short, but he was a powerful runner. And, when you play in this type of weather, similar to Green Bay and that kind of stuff, you have to be able to run the football. And, the days of one guy carrying the ball 30 times and 30 times, that in today's football really doesn't happen very often. And to have two backs that are quality, I think it's a great thing.
I don't mean to belabor the point on the Corbett position, but for both you guys, this roster has a lot invested in two starting guards.
Yes.
And you just had a Hall of Fame left tackle retire. Wouldn't Corbett for this roster have more value if he can play tackle?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you look at the contracts throughout the league, the tackles are the ones that are getting paid more, getting picked higher. So if Austin's able to be the left tackle, that'd be great.
Well, you don't know what's going to happen with any quarterback, obviously. When you're picking one, number one, it's got to be almost like a semi-guarantee. What is it about Mayfield that strikes you as you can predict that he probably will be a winning or playoff style quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, the thing for me when I was scouting him, I thought he was the best guy, and I think obviously the organization thought that as well. And he's got tremendous anticipation. He's got a great arm. He's got a quick release. He can see the field. He's a winner. All those things really, throughout the process, kind of combined together and led us to our decision.
When those guys came in to do the whiteboard testing here, are you guys involved in that, or is that just coaching
staff? No, that's just the coaching staff.
Alonzo, Elliot touched on it for a second there. What does it say about Nick Chubb to be able to come back from that kind of an injury and be a quality player?
Yeah, it tells a lot about the person, his commitment, his will, his want to succeed. And I think in this game, football's most brutal physical game played. It takes certain type of people. It's not for everybody. It's a very demanding game. And, the shelf life of a running back isn't very long sometimes. And when you see a guy come back from what Nick Chubb came back from, his history, his resume, you don't have to talk about it. It's there on paper for you. You can see it. And he overcame a knee injury. So I have no questions on the guy. Just give him the ball.
We got time for two more.
To help us picture what Chubb looks like, now, who are some backs that have been through the league?
Jamal Lewis.
That's a good one. What about
was what translates over into a Chubb that you saw in Lewis.
Quick feet, powerful lower body, good balance, good body control.
Yeah, contact balance and squareness, you know, when he's running between the tackles, light on his feet, much more nimble than he looks.
Yeah.
And you guys obviously have more picks to make, but just with what you have done in free agency and what you've done with these first four picks and the guys that were here, what do you both think of just how this roster is coming together?
Well, I think the main thing is that we've improved, and that's one thing you set out to improve every single day, and we feel like we've done that. Obviously, if we go out and don't win a game, none of this means anything. I always say, you know, anyone can win in March and April. The key is getting these guys, the coaching staff and us, to get these guys together and go play together and believe in the common goal and go win some games.
Good. Yeah, well, you know, like I was saying, I think it's a you hate to say it's cliche, but it's a cultural change. Bringing in the right people with the right attitude, the commitment. I think that myself, Elliot, John Dorsey, every time we walk through these doors, it's about a commitment to get better. It's about making the Cleveland Browns better. It's about representing the city and bringing a proud franchise back to this city. And it's going to take the right type of players, the Landrys, the Corbetts, the Chubbs, the players we've signed in free agency, Tyrod Taylor, and all these people. It's time to change. It's time to turn this thing around, and we've got to bring in good football players.
Do you have an ideal frame that you're looking for when you are trying to pick a corner? Just looking at Denzel, just from eye, and again, you tell me, looks a little slight. And then also, do you have any concerns about the fact that he just has two interceptions in terms of maybe needing to be more of a playmaker to justify him at four?
He has tons of ball production with pass breakup, so that wasn't a real concern for us.
And he's real fast.
And he's really fast. He's got superb feet. I mean, he's on an island over there. He can man cover. So we just felt like, also being a you know, 1.5 year starter, that he really had a lot of upside, and he hasn't played his best football yet.
One of the only corners, if you watched him play in college, that played true man on an island by himself. I mean, that's pretty impressive in today's college football, because you don't see it a lot. Most guys are playing in quarters. They're playing off. They're playing against all these zone read teams. So it's kind of boring watching. You don't see him do anything. But this guy lines up like an old-fashioned Los Angeles Raiders corner. I've got this man. And that's what he did.